This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TWE.
Ray Rowe.
Don?
Yes?
ENN tonight? Oh, yeah, it's brought to you by our friends at the Professional Fighters League.
I love it.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Don.
Woo!
I'd like to say good evening to myself.
We're crack fiends!
That was good.
I'd like to say good evening to myself again.
I think I might!
And I'd like to say good evening to myself again. How monumentous the moment would be. Oh, no.
See, I just assume that's another way of saying it. Like, I had total faith that you were just smarter than me.
No, well, you were wrong. It's monumental and momentous put together.
Right. I just was really leaning towards maybe there was a word that I didn't know.
You were hopeful. That's what you're saying, is that?
Well, I mean, I feel good that I wasn't that I didn't know that you made a mistake in the sense that maybe I'm not as dumb as I thought, but still, I wasn't rooting for you to be wrong. I just assumed you were right. Because I hold you at that Michael Kay Show level.
Standard.
With vocabulary.
Yeah, I appreciate that. In this case, probably a bad idea by you. We talked about the All-Star game. But let's go back last night and hear the call, which was anything but, by our friend Boog Shambi on ESPN Radio.
You too. Swing and a high fly ball drilled. Forget it. Way back out into left center field, and that is gone. Oh, my goodness. He crushed it. Giancarlo Stanton deep into the pavilion in left center field, and the American League with one swing has tied it up. It's 2-2 as Stanton goes deep.
Dude, that's a call.
Much better. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to rip Joe Davis, but it was lackluster to me.
No, so it all depends on how you like your broadcast. Some people like it to be a little laid back, but I'm more of the school of just, you don't want to be over the top all the time, because like the great Howard David one time told me that you always want someplace else to go. Like if you're at 10 all the time, then when something amazing happens, where are you going to go?
Well, believe me, I have very strong feelings about that philosophy. I agree completely.
You know, so I mean, and so the flat line technique, I guess, leaves you a lot of, you know, room to go. But I think you want to have some energy.
Yeah, so a discernible pulse is always good. Let's go to Giancarlo Stanton with Tom Rinaldi after the game.
Giancarlo, we see the smile on your face, and we talked about this during the game. For folks that don't know, when you came to Dodger Stadium growing up here in Southern California, where would you sit, and how is it relevant to what happened tonight?
I'd always sit in left field, come and try to scalp tickets, whatever we could afford, and sit out there in left field, and to be playing left field and hit one out there is incredible for me.
What does this moment mean to you?
It hasn't fully sank in. It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
Finally, Giancarlo, you had 50 tickets for family and friends to come to this game, but one person in particular, I know it meant the most to you in seeing you win this award and hit that home run tonight. Who is that and why?
Yeah, I mean, my pops. My pops took me to my first Dodger game and showed me how to have love for this game, and now we're here. Look at it. So it's just incredible.
I got to say, Don, it's a small thing. You know, we don't take the All-Star game too seriously. But let's not completely blow over this little moment for Giancarlo Stanton, who has been, we've been talking about a lot, Don. He is significantly better than he was at the beginning of his time in New York. He's developing into being one of the most clutch guys on this team, maybe the most. He was in the playoffs last year. We know the impact that he had. Don't take for granted him having this little moment of grabbing an All-Star Game MVP. Yeah, the All-Star Game is just the All-Star Game, Don. But when you end up looking at someone's ledger, it's something that gets mentioned.
No, I get it. Because you think about it, you have all these great players, and you were the best for one day. That's pretty cool for him. I had a question. Are we mispronouncing
his name? I don't know what Tom's doing there. Is it Gian? You have to say Giancarlo? I thought it's Giancarlo.
I thought it was Giancarlo.
Yeah, Giancarlo. It's a quick G-I-A.
Are we all well on this, Andrew?
I mean, I say it Giancarlo, which I think is pretty much how you guys say it.
That's right.
And how everyone says it.
I thought. Can I be honest? I don't like to be a negative person.
Never.
I was just critical of Joe Davis. I'm just going to say this. We do a talk show, okay? I'm sorry. I'm going to give my opinion. I'm not a Rinaldi guy. I find his approach weird. I don't like the delivery. Am I a bad guy? Like, whenever he gets used in big events like tennis, I find his tennis stuff to – it's I don't know, man. It's just a little off-putting to me.
I know Michael is a big, you know, you don't like to critique, you know, announcers when you're an announcer, but we do a talk show. We're paid to give opinions. And if you got that opinion, what's wrong with that?
Andrew, do you hear anything? Am I making this up? Am I all wet on this?
I like Tom Rinaldi, so you're on your own.
You don't think it's one. You don't think would either of you say that his style is very unique?
I mean, he's known for that kind of emotional, like when I hear his voice, I kind of in my own head, the piano enters. Like I just hear that sound from like all his features that he used to do on ESPN.
But I don't mind question, that. It's like each question gets the piano.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that.
It's all about. Listen, when you get to the level that Joe Davis is at, Tom Rinaldi's at, we know you're good. Otherwise, you wouldn't get the gig.
That's right.
Yeah, so we know you're good. But if whatever you do is not necessarily your cup of tea, I think that's okay too.
I mean, listen, I know what it's like to not be people's cup of tea, believe you me.
But nobody can say you're bad at your job.
That's
because
right.
You wouldn't have it then. Now, Joe Davis is a great play-by-play guy. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing the All-Star game on national television. But if you could say, well, listen, I just don't like his style, that's okay. I think there's a difference between that and saying, oh, that guy's awful. I don't think people understand the nuance of it. Like, the second you're critical of somebody, you're just saying, listen, I don't like the Grateful Dead. I don't like their songs. I don't buy their albums. I'm not a fan. But I'd be a moron to sit here and tell you they're not good. How do you produce records and albums that people love for, like, 50 years and not be really good at what you do? But it's not my thing. But people all of a sudden, Don thinks the Grateful Dead stink. I never said that. So I never said Joe Davis stinks, but his style, not for me. Tom Rinaldi, his style, not for me. Or for Peter, in this case. And me too. I'm with you.
It's just, I don't know. The
Giancarlo thing, all right, you're smarter than me. I get it.
No, I don't know if he's doing that.
But why are you doing it?
Because
if I'm saying his name wrong, I'd like to know. I do a show in the city he plays in. If I'm not saying the name right, please tell me. I'll correct it. But if you feel you need to say it differently, then to me, you're being that guy.
Moving on from last night's All-Star game.
Let's move on.
Let's hear from Mina Kimes talking about Daniel Jones and could be a pleasant surprise this year.
The reason I like him this season to make a bit of a leap is the head coach, Brian Daboll, coming from Buffalo. Look, I'm not going to say Daniel Jones is going to have a Josh Allen-like leap under Daboll. That was historically unprecedented. But I do think this offense, which at times was stale and congested during Jones's career thus far under previous offensive coordinators, is going to be more spread out this year. He's going to have easier decisions and layups. And, of course, he's got some improvements in the personnel around him, notably in the offensive line. Having drafted Evan Neal, I think they're also going to make a leap forward this year and make life easier for the young quarterback.
Don, it's a really interesting take because you do know what Dable's capable of, and the way she described the Giants' offense with Jones at the helm so far is exactly right. Congested, sort of like stagnant. Yeah. Spreading it out could really, really lend itself to Jones getting to show the ability that we know he has throwing the football.
I think coaching has had a lot to do with how he's looked. But I'm not sure if better coaching is going to improve it to the point where this is going to be a team that is going to believe they've got a franchise quarterback. That's the rub. Yeah, he'll be better under a better coach. There's some talent there. I don't think there's any question. But is that going to be enough to where we say, all right, we got our guy?
That's the question.
And it's certainly a question for the Giants. They didn't give him the fifth-year option. So they want to see it themselves.
Mike Garafolo, NFL Network, believes Daniel Jones will be the Giants starter beyond 2022.
If I was starting a team today, would I pick Daniel Jones in the top half of quarterbacks in a draft? Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not. But
so what you talking about, Jesus?
I think he will thrive. I think he will ascend. I'm going to pick some different words. I think he's going to play better, and I think he's got a shot to convince me that he's a franchise quarterback. I believe that Daniel Jones, under Brian Daboll and with a better offensive line and a better situation this year, is going to cement his status as the Giants starter in 2023. That's what I think he's going to do this year. I think that is thriving, okay? In 23, I'm not going to say he's the guy at 26. I'm not there yet, but we can have this conversation after 22. But I believe that this year he's going to play himself into being the starting quarterback.
They declined his fifth-year option.
Which, because they could tag him on the back end if they have to make that decision for not much more.
What do you think,
Don? I don't want to franchise him. I mean, I think the best chance is that he has a great season and then you give him a contract. You think it makes sense to franchise? That's a lot of money you got to franchise him for. And if you still need another, you need to franchise him, spend that kind of money just to see if there's another year. Don't you think it's, I believe, my opinion of this is he's the Giants quarterback under contract for another 3-4 years after this. If it works, he's gone if it doesn't. I don't think they franchise him. What are you doing then? You're not convinced, so you want to buy another year at that type of money? Because what's the franchise again? Like, you got to be a top five, pay a top five at that position? How much quarterbacks make? So somebody help me. What would be the franchise figure for a quarterback?
That's a good question. I would say close to
29 million, I'm being told. You're going to pay him $29 million that we need to see another year? So if you're going to willing to pay him $29 million, give him a contract.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go to Ryan Clark. Speaking of quarterbacks who people are unsure about, Ryan Clark on NFL Live talking Jimmy G rumors.
If Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, then I think there are a lot of teams that are vying for his services. But right now at this point, when all of the seats, as Booger says, has been filled, I just think it's very difficult to find a spot for him, especially with teams knowing, okay, will the San Francisco 49ers go into camp, presumably with their starter Trey Lance, and still keep Jimmy Garoppolo? I think the only team I can think of that Jimmy Garoppolo gets an opportunity to start or challenge to start right now is the Seattle Seahawks, the Carolina Panthers. You've now drafted a quarterback and also brought in Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Indianapolis Colts have quarterbacks. So everyone has filled all of these spots.
What happens with Lance?
I don't know. That I can't call at all.
You know what? I don't know.
Not to go full Boone. By the way, we have Boone tomorrow. Is he off? We have Boone Friday. Okay.
That would show me something if we had him. Well, no, we can't have him tomorrow. They got a doubleheader.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right. We got him tomorrow.
Now, that really shows me something.
Because what, first game's at 2, so be over. No, he would never do between games.
We have him Friday, but
right.
Wouldn't you be impressed if just he grabbed the cell phone during, you know, between innings?
Oh, my God, that'd be great.
I mean, listen, they do it during TV broadcasts all the time.
On TV.
Why not?
It'd be tough with our current TV situations where I'd like to be so far behind.
Who's the special guest today? Is that Michael?
Like, there'd be a home run. We'd find out about it 30 seconds later.
Hasn't Aaron come with a good burn for Michael each of the last few weeks?
Every time.
Yeah, out of the gate, he always just gut punches him one time. I love it.
Part of me wants to just see if he'll continue without being prodded to do it, but there's also a part of me that just wants to make sure and let him know, hey, you're free to continue.
Well, why don't we see on Friday? On Friday, we'll see what he does, and then we'll say, if he doesn't do it, we'll say, hey, you know, you haven't said anything bad about Michael this whole interview, and let him, you know, then have his moment.
I don't think we'd have to say anything. I think he's going to have a sharp commentary right out of the box.
A question for you, Don. I'm considering my birthday this weekend.
What day is it exactly again?
It's Saturday. I have the rare I'm on a Saturday this year, which takes a birthday for a random number no one cares about, like 43, and makes it at least semi-compelling.
Yeah, but it does put a lot of, like, New Year's Eve pressure on you, I think. We feel like you got to do something. Like, it's on a Tuesday. It's like, all right, I'm 43, big deal. Get me a nice Carvel cake and put a candle on it. But when it's a Saturday, now you feel like you got to do something.
That's a really great point. And that's what I've been left with, is trying to figure out. And I thought, why don't we go back to the park? We had a great time last week. This time I will not get roofied. But go back.
Just a lightweight. We were debating this off the air. Were you roofied, or are you just a lightweight?
I'm definitely not a lightweight. I wish I was. Trust me.
So you're telling me that somebody could have slipped you a Mickey. Like, that's on the table.
No.
Oh.
I'm joking about the roofie. I'm telling you, my guess is very strong homemade drinks.
All right, but to knock you out for, like, 12 hours?
And they're both, like, and they were both. Well, remember, I got other things going on here. Hold on a second.
I am not an animal.
Hold on. Number one, it was hot and I was out in the sun. Number two, I had just done a 36-hour trip back and forth to Los Angeles. So there's a lot going on here sleep-wise and everything. Then, didn't eat much that day. Had a regular lunch. And took two good-sized homemade mojitos to the face.
Doritos are great.
Listen, I didn't throw up. I didn't stumble down the street. I successfully ordered Chinese food. I'm very proud of it. Great order, by the way. I just fell asleep at 8 o'clock and didn't wake up till the next day.
Yeah, but that's what's weird about it. Like, if all the things that you said, then it would make sense for you to throw up.
It was skunk pop.
Or like have a massive headache or something. But for you to just, how long did you sleep?
I fell asleep around 7:45. And
time for sleepy time, Bobos.
And slept till like 6 a.m.
I mean,
now, I woke up. I woke up for 5 minutes, took the dogs out, came back inside, fell back asleep, just kept going. I'm telling you, Don, I wish I was a lightweight. Unfortunately, nothing about me
is light. By saying that you're not a lightweight, then I think roofied is on the table. I'm not saying that it happened.
You can't rule it out, though.
It's still a suspect. Picture of the roofie is still on the wall.
There was a point to this. My question I wanted to ask you was,
yes.
So here was my idea, to your point about the pressure of a Saturday birthday. Because, like, you know, I first start thinking about doing it with certain friends. And then I'm like, well, what about other friends? Because it's a Saturday. I thought about going to the park with a bunch of people and saying, hey, I'm going to be at the park from X time to X time, likely later, to try to get a better temperature. Like, I'm going to be at the park from 4 to 7. If you want to come hang out, if you have kids, bring your kids, whatever. If not, don't. No worries.
That's right, man.
And at the end, whoever's left will walk to a restaurant near the park and have dinner. I thought that sounded like a really fun birthday plan. My concern is,
Ballard,
what is the temperature at which it's unmanageable to do that? Like, it's unreasonable to ask people to come outside.
What time is this going
to
be at?
Well, I would go as late as possible to try to give myself the best chance. So maybe 4 o'clock. Now I'll tell you what it's calling for right now. As of this moment on the trusty Dark Sky app, Saturday, it keeps going down. The high is now down to 89 degrees. Feels like high 89.
Dear God.
Precipitation, no chance of precipitation, it says, although it rains on my birthday every year, so that's impossible. Humidity, by the time you get to 4 o'clock, humidity is 38%.
It's not awful, but I'm at weather.com.
Okay.
And they got the high at 95.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, dark sky is very reliable.
Well,
where are you looking?
I don't know.
Are you looking in your neighborhood?
What's that?
Are you looking in your neck of the wood, or are you looking in Central Park?
No, I went Manhattan.
Andrew, what do you think? What's the temperature for you that it's like, I'm not going out?
I mean, humidity has something to do with it. I don't know, low, mid-90s? Mid-90s,
yeah,
probably.
I have no concern under 90.
This is if it ends up legit being 89, you think that's manageable?
Yeah, especially with less than 50% humidity.
Right.
It's not. I wouldn't say it's comfortable, but not enough where I'd say I'm not going out. Like today, today's ridiculous.
Did you do ecstasy?
The comp right now, well, right now it's 88. What's the
humidity? 99, baby.
Humidity is 53%.
But earlier today, it was
scorching.
Really.
It was a scorcher out there earlier.
Went in the pool.
You went in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tyson, I made the kids go into the pool.
It's true. I have an indoor pool.
I'm like, no, you get. I was almost like I was telling them to go to bed. I'm like, get your suits on. We're going in the pool.
Just on
it's
principle.
Like 97 degrees outside. The sun is shining. Get in the pool. Get off.
I love
computers,
to swim.
Shut the TV off. Get right outside. Go in the pool.
This is why we have the pool. It's for right now.
I mean, we don't have the pool. Let's just cement it up. Make a roller rink.
Right. If you're not going to go out right now, I'm with you. Tyson Fury reportedly has offered Anthony Joshua a free fight on free TV with free tickets for fans. Now, Fury had said he would only come out of retirement for a $500 million purse, which, by the way, is not happening.
Ridiculous.
Now, Fury says he'll only fight again against Anthony Joshua in the UK for free. That's how the fight happens. I'll sign the contract today, Fury said on Instagram. The fight's got to be for free, free to air on television, all tickets for free. No money is to be made out of this British historic fight if it happens. There's the terms. I'm in the driver's seat. Take it or bleeping leave it. The ball's in your court, guys. Either way, I don't give a damn. So here's my question. You want the fight to be free to the fans, and you're willing to fight for free.
Right.
But someone has to make money.
Yeah.
Are you good with sponsors still selling the fight so the network can make money?
Yeah,
because if so, I think that they could be in business with that, honestly.
Well, what network's going to air it without being able to sell it?
None.
Unless it's for charity or something. You want it on free TV. Well, free TV suggests over-the-air television, which then suggests that it's going to be, you know, one of the networks. Right?
Well, it would be, my guess is it would be Sky Sports in the UK. I don't know what they would do here.
Sky Sports is usually what brings me soccer and Formula One, if I'm not mistaken. So I guess ESPN could pick it up.
But also,
so you're okay with everybody making money but you.
Right. And I mean, and listen, now you're forcing Joshua to take the fight for free too? He wants it to be free for everyone?
That's not going to happen.
You know what happened 1 year ago today?
1 year ago today. So we're talking 2021. You got me.
And we're talking, you know, remember sports schedules being off still because of the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks won?
That's right.
Wow.
There you go, Donald.
Wow.
Giannis records 50-14. The Bucks clinch their first chip since 1971. His 50 points match Bob Pettit in 58 for the most in a finals clinching win in NBA history.
Wow.
And I believe that was the last NBA finals, because there was not one this year, I don't think. I don't remember the ending this year. That'll do it.
Don't forget what happened 6 years ago today, Anthony.
6 years ago today. Oh. Does Anthony have anything?
No. I got nothing.
Oh, he wanted Ray from North Carolina.
Yeah, Ray from North Carolina.
I can't believe it. We were sitting there minding our own business, myself and Michael, and all of a sudden we hear this.
Peter sucks. That's what I'm saying.
Give them all to us, Anthony.
Send him up there on the 4th Avenue and let him walk up and down the street. Don't threaten me, son. I'll send the world up there for you. He is the worst, sloppiest announcer I have ever seen in my life. I hate to see you. I hate you. You're very, very ugly.
I don't even think it's debatable. Top five moment in the history of the show. And I was not on it.
You're very, very ugly, I think, is the one that really...
4th Avenue is good, too.
4th Avenue is... And you know what? In retrospect, I saw the video that offended him of me eating the ice cream. Yes, probably has it sitting by right now. He wasn't wrong.
No, it's
he
awful.
Made, he actually made some salient
some
points.
Some salient points, but he and Michael was brilliant to lay out. I was off, and the reason I know it's the six-year anniversary is because yesterday, you know how your phone will tell you, like, show you photos from 6 years ago, like 6 years ago today, and it'll give you a bunch of photos, and she had photos from Fenway when I took her up the Fenway for Red Sox Giants. And
you knew that day.
And then the next day was when we came home, and I was driving home. I think I was in Connecticut by that point, driving home, and I heard it live on the air. So even though I wasn't on the air, I still feel good about the fact that I was listening.
Wow,
to
that's a big difference that you actually heard it. Because most times when we're off, we're you're checked out. You got to still hear it happen in real time. That's big, Don. Very, very big moment. I might have to repost that on social media, the old Ray from North Carolina. That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by the Professional Fighters League. It's back on Friday, August 5th. Watch MMA's League live from the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden. Buy tickets now on PFLMMA.com. When we come back, we'll continue a tradition that we have yearly on this show. That means a lot to all of us here, and we hope you'll enjoy it. That's coming up next right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.